We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We were learning the task of Borer, discerning between different items. And we had discussed many, many details in this melacha. We're on page Chaf Zayin. I see you have a book with you. We had begun discussing mitoch ta'arovot, that Borer must be when you have a mixture. So if you have rice and beans lying separately on the plate, so then there's no borer. If you have meat sitting in the gravy, it's very obvious where the meat is, where the gravy is. So again, that's okay to take out the gravy or the meat, whichever one you'd want. That's perfectly fine. Now, it has to be that the things are clearly distinct. The things have to be of a size in which the eye perceives them easily. But let's say you cannot discern them so easily. So then it is borer. Sometimes you have small pieces of meat in the gravy. Or you have a fly that falls into your soup. So that's more difficult to discern and separate. So then you would not be allowed to take out the fly alone. We take out the fly with some of the soup. So then you haven't done borer. You haven't really separated it. You're taking it out with some of the soup. So that was our first understanding of tarovis. Af shelefi klal ze, haya lanu lomar bepirot gdolim o chatirot gdolot miminim shonim. Even though according to what we just explained, so then if you have large fruits, you have apples and oranges, or large pieces from different types. Sha'afim munachim yachad, even though they're all placed together, kivan shekol achad nikar itev la'atzmo, you can distinctly see where the apples are and where the oranges are. Shelo yu nechshavim kilu munachim betarovot, so then we should say that that's not considered a mixture. Kvar eskimu b'zeh poskim shelo l'chalek nishar borer. But the halachic authorities agreed that we still view that as borer. You should still only take out those which you want. And so it's become the custom that we do treat it as borer. But nonetheless, here we are more lenient. What happens if you want to take out an apple, but there are many oranges and pears lying on top? So we already said, you're not allowed to take away that which you're not interested in, what we would call the waste right now in this context. Ordinarily, you'd be prohibited to do that. But in this situation, where really you can tell, you're looking at the clear fruit bowl, and you see on the bottom there, you see your green apple. On top, you have oranges and pears. So there, being that technically there'd be room to be lenient, so then it's permitted, shemutaraz leseleka elyonim lagi atzlo, it's permitted to take away the fruits that are covering the fruit you desire, because you can distinctly see the fruit you desire. It's only a stringency that we really considered borer altogether. Aval ze mutarak samuch lachila. But again, you should only do this when you're going to eat it soon, not that you want to take out that green apple for tonight or for hours down the road. Kivan sheikar tachlit melechet borer leachin veletaken et ha'ochel, being that borer is one of the methods we use to prepare the food, shal yedei abrera, that by separating, shemafrid ben ochel v'apsolet mitakno la'achila, by separating, let's say, you're going to take out the popcorn, and you're going to leave the kernels that didn't pop, you're going to take away the peels of the peanuts, and hold on to the peanuts that are there. So that's a borer. You're taking away from the mixture in order to make the remainder edible.
What if you leave some of the
pop? Just a second. So, our sages said it's permitted when there's no mixture, because then you're not really separating two things. שכבר מופרדים, אם כן, במקום שאפילו אם ניכרים היטב כל אחד לעצמו, אבל עדיין אינם ראויים לאכילה. But what happens in a circumstance where You can tell each one apart, but they're not yet edible. So then you still need to separate them in order to make them edible. Tikunam adayin nichlal b'isur borer. So that would still be prohibited. He's going to explain. Lefichach, im yesh chaticha shechelek mimena ochel vechelek mimena psolet. If you have a piece that part of it is not fit for human consumption, and part of it is, ve'ina ruya la'achila mishum shadayin mechubrim yachad. And right now it's not edible because the two are connected. As asur lehafrid psolet mimena. So then you're not allowed to separate the two because you're making it edible by separating it. When would you be allowed to take the food off of the waste? When you're about to eat it. That's a part of the consumption. Just as we said, borer would be permitted when you take the food away from the waste without a special vessel and it's adjacent to the time that you're eating. And even though you'll say the two aren't mixed, each one is discernible separately. Nonetheless, being that you still have to make the separation in order for it to be edible, so that is considered borer. Because here too, by separating two things, that the two are fused together, when you separate them, nasit pulat borer, so you're doing the act of borer. Shal yedei shemafrid ben ha'ochel v'apsolet, by separating the food from the waste, tiken bezeh ha'ochel, you have really fixed the food, v'echshiro shrei yeh ruy la'achila, and you've made it fit for consumption. V'zehu atam nemash osrim lachtoch ha'shuman min ha'basar. And that's the reason why you can't cut the fat off of the meat. Kshesnu chatichat pasayim shuman ve'en rotzim b'shuman. You have some houses where no one will eat the fat on the meat. So you cut off the fat from the meat. That's very good. But what you're really doing is you're separating the waste from the food. The two are connected, you're separating. You can easily see where the fat is and where the meat is. But they're still connected. So here, as an extension of borer, you cannot cut off the fat. What you could do is cut the meat that you're going to eat, cut that away as you're eating. We said when you're adjacent to the meal, you can take the food away from the waste. You can't take the waste away from the food. Now that's going to be very hard with fat and meat. Like, you're going to hold on to the fat and pull away the meat. That's not on your plate. You can do that, but in advance you can't do that. That would be the problem with taking out maybe the watermelon seeds where those aren't edible. There are a lot of people who won't eat watermelon seeds. So then you can't sit before the meal and start picking out the watermelon seeds from the watermelon. Just a second, let's see. V'chen dome lezeh she'asur likach shuman she'al ha'marak. He says it would seem that an extension of this would also be to take off the fat from the top of the soup. Very often on the top layer, you have a fat that congeals on top, and if you take it off, then the soup is more rich. You can't do that, he says. Even though you'll say, the soup is down here, and the fat is on top, he says the soup is not edible with the fat on top. I don't know, I think some people do and some people don't. So he says that would be an extension of borer because you're making the soup edible by taking off the fat. I guess that depends on where you live. I know people who never take off the fat. They always leave the top layer of fat. Okay, so that's the idea we just saw. Yes. What were the questions people were asking?
Cherries? With seeds in them. You can take the seed out, seeds of the soil. If you eat the cherry, and then
you have a practical way to take out the seed before you eat the cherry, huh? Is that you're asking a real question? I didn't know there was a way to do that.
No, I mean, so when you eat the cherry, and then you spit the seed out.
That's fine. That's a manner of eating. You can eat. As you're eating, you can eat the way you would eat, right? Uh-huh. So you take out the food. We said that anything that's adjacent to eating, so they're the way to separate between two items. You're sitting at the plate and you We gave the example of a salad. Or let's take a cherry is even easier because it's all happening in your mouth. But you're taking the food that you'd like. You're taking it away. You're taking the food out of the mixture. And you're eating it. You're taking it with your hand without a specialized instrument. It's not like a sifter or something. You're taking it with your hand or your mouth. So that would be perfectly fine. Yeah. You could even do it if you had a way of taking the cherry out. But we gave the example of a kid who wants only certain vegetables in the salad. He could take those out onto his plate. Why is that permissible? Because he's going to eat it now. Even if he'd eat it in 5 minutes, that were okay. We're still going to discuss how soon it has to be. But technically, so long as it's soon, so you could take out the dishes you need to set the table. You need the knives, you take out the knives and set the table. You need the forks, you take the forks and set the table. Ayetz borer. Right, so take away the ones you're going to use. Take those. You take those that you're going to use and you set the table. And even though the meal will only start in 20 minutes or a half hour, that's okay. But that time frame we're still going to discuss. Yes?
Is there a difference between taking out the food that you are going to keep or taking out the food that you are not going to keep?
Yes, we said it's only permitted when you take the food you're going to use. You have to take that away. In the case of the cherries, you're taking the cherries and eating them. And then when you're left with a pit in your mouth, you spit it out. But you've technically taken away the food. You've swallowed the food. You've taken the food and you're left with the pit. Anyways, that's a form of eating. That's okay. That's all within the eating. You end up in your mouth with a pit.
So
I think Uriel was waiting.
Sorry.
Yeah? No? Okay.
So basically, if you're stuck with the piece of meat with the fat on it, you can't get rid of the fat.
You can during the meal.
But just for preparation, you can't.
In the preparation, I don't see a way you could. I don't see how you'd be able to.
I mean, as long as you can get rid of it.
I'm saying we usually do it before Shabbat. Most asses cut away the fat before the meal. I'm saying usually you're cutting it off beforehand.
Yeah, this is...
Okay, sorry.
Right. Okay.